Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's Linda Pliagas with Realty 411 Magazine. How are you? I hope everyone's doing well. It's a pleasure to be with you once again on an amazing broadcast. And today we have a really special guest. He's a personal friend of mine. He's someone I really admire, Sunil Tulsiani. How are you, Sunil?
Hi, Linda. Good to be on the show with you.
Thank you. Now, let me let everyone know a little bit about Sunil and your background. Now, Sunil has been investing for over 14 years. He has transformed himself from a police detective to a worldwide real estate mogul. Now, in his first year alone, he invested in 77 properties, and the media nicknamed him the Wealthy Cop. Now, Sunil has also the largest elite club in North America, and that can be found at www.privateinvestmentclub.com. He has members and students across Canada, the U.S., and also around the world. Now, Sunil's been featured on Inc. Magazine, CNBC, Fox Business News, Bloomberg International, and of course, REI Wealth Monthly. He was featured on our publication along with Robert Allen. Now, Sunil has also shared the stages with many other influential people besides the renowned Dr. Robert Allen, including Jack Canfield, Brian Tracy, Ron LeGrand, and I believe even my personal favorite, Oprah Winfrey. So we're going to learn all about Sunil and some of his mentors and how he transformed his life with real estate. Welcome again,
wow.
Sunil.
Thank you, and thank you for that wonderful introduction. And I wished I had shared stages with Oprah. I have met her several times and spent time with her, but my goal of sharing Oprah is coming soon. In near future, I believe it totally.
Wonderful. Awesome. Well, I can't wait for that. I did see a photograph of her, you know, on one of your social media posts, and that kind of grabbed my attention, so that's why I brought that up. But, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, Brian Tracy is amazing. Robert Allen, Ron LeGrand. We're going to learn all about those mentors that have influenced your life. And Sunil, I'm just so impressed by you and your investment club in Canada, which, by the way, is the largest club in Canada. And my question is, how did you do it? How did you go from growing up in an impoverished household to rubbing elbows with all these rich and famous people in real estate?
Well, that's interesting because for me, when I was growing up, I was born in India, and then when I was a young man, I was not even a teenager. I moved to Toronto, Canada, and grew up in Toronto, and we lived in the worst part of the town, and you know, grew up with the idea of that you have to save your money, work hard, study hard, and those if you want to make more money. Go do another hour of work so because you get a time and a half when you do overtime. And then I became a police officer in 1990, and I was married during that time. And what happened was about 13, 14 years into the policing, my wife comes to me and says, we're going to have a divorce. And we have two children, my son, Dave, and my daughter, Mega. Basically, we fought, and I thought she was crazy, and she thought I was, and we kept fighting, and then one day, basically what she was trying to tell me is that, you know, I am not there when for them. I'm always working, you know, I was working 18 hours, 16 hours, long hours, days and night shifts and all that kind of stuff. So I used to say that my family is the most important part, and what I realized that I was saying that, but I was not doing that. So I decided to quit my profession. I was a police. I started as a police, a uniformed police officer, and I became a police detective. Then I became a police negotiator, and then finally I was a platoon commander before I quit my job. And what ended up happening is one day I opened up a newspaper, and there's this crazy guy saying you can buy properties, nothing down. And his name is Robert G. Allen. And, you know, and I took his course. I spent $5,000,
yes,
took his course, and bought and sold 77 properties the first year.
Wow.
Alone. Yeah,
amazing.
I had no experience. I had no business experience. No marketing experience, no real estate experience, and I ended up doing or making approximately $980,000, almost $20,000 short of $1 million.
Wow!
So that really started everything, and then I opened up my club called Private Investment Club, and where we teach people how to do stuff, right? So that's really how I did it, is because I had no choice in my mind. I had to do it, and then this is really what transpired from the point of view. And since then, we have done so many properties in Canada and the United States and around the world with my members, my investors.
Yes.
I invest money with real estate investors myself, too, because I'm an active investor as well as a passive investor. And so I invest across the U.S. and Canada, mostly, and then other parts of the world.
Awesome. And I like how we were talking about your background in law enforcement, and we hear some sirens in the background. That was fantastic.
We're in a downtown business tower, and I think it was the ambulance just went by.
Oh, okay, awesome. Well, hey, we are live, folks, and that's what's so exciting about the show. We are live, and we are learning and giving information to help you grow your wealth through real estate. Now, Sunil, you know, you're not the first law enforcement turned wealthy, successful investor that I know. I've known a few individuals like that, and, you know, it seems the discipline and the dedication as a public servant really helps with the, you know, real estate investing. Can you share with us, did you acquire any special skills or discipline in law enforcement that really helped you in your real estate investing career?
Yes, I believe that one thing that I would say about the law enforcement or the army or anything, or there were systems. There were systems that you know, and there were goals. So you know, you have a goal of doing something, whether that is to execute a warrant or to follow a suspect or to do whatever that is assigned to you, and we don't stop until it's done. And then so one is that, meaning, okay, so I want to do it, and now we have to put action behind getting that done. So that's one.
Yes.
The second is the discipline of actually, okay, let's do, you know, step by step, how to do this kind of stuff. So if I'm doing a real estate investment, okay, well, how do I find these properties? And when somebody says no, do you say, okay, I'm done? Or do you find a way to keep doing and keep digging until you find it? Because we know there are properties out there that are discounted. We know there are people who need to sell the properties, and we know that there are some good deals. It's just that they're not going to fall into your lap. So the hard work of finding them, just like when I did police work, especially when I was a detective, I was, you know, you follow through these cases, where you don't give up just because you hit a wall. So that's the second one. The third one is building teams. I mean, without a police force or army, that's what they are. They're strong, trained teams, and we all recognize each other's strengths. So I cannot do everything by myself. You know, gone are those days where, you know, it's like, okay, if it's going to be all up to me. Well, you can't be a carpenter and a painter and a lawyer and a builder yourself. You need teams to do that for you. So you just basically figure out what is your role and what is needed, and then you find teams to do that. Same thing in police force. When we're doing, you know, they're uniform officers, they're plainclothes officers, they're detectives, they're supervisors, they're, you know, CSI type of people who do fingerprinting and all. So they're all on one team, and they have one goal. The goal is to let's solve this problem. Well, when I went into real estate, mm-hmm. to me, mm-hmm. it's solving an issue. How do I do this? Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have millions of dollars, so how do I buy my next 10 properties? And then you figure out how to do that. And lastly, there are more, but these are main ones. Mm-hmm. Lastly is the coaching part. I mean, one thing I learned in police force is that I went to police college, and then I went to police academy, then I went to police college. And once that is done, we don't say, okay, I've learned. It's like people going to seminars and not really doing anything with it. And so when we are done with that, then we are brought back to a just like doctors. You know, when you start out, you don't go to doctor's college and then or medical college and then you're a doctor. No, there's in between. There's like practice, they call it. They're going to practice somewhere under a doctor. So the apprenticeship or working under with somebody who has done stuff that you want to do. So we have we have a coach officer, and we have a probation officer, and coach officer is responsible. So it's like in the real world, it's basically coaching. So and then I hired coaches to help me grow, and to just like I would do in police force, because it's so important for us to be able to do stuff, not learn only, but learn and do stuff. So those are some of the stuff that really kept me in there. And also there are things like, being true to yourself, you know, doing what you say you're going to do. I notice sometimes in business world, whether it's real estate or anything, a lot of people tend to say they're going to do something and then they don't do it. And this is my big issue with a lot of people, is that if you're going to say you're going to do it, then do it. And then sometimes there's times that, they thought they were going to make 15% ROI, but instead of 15%, they're going to make 8%. And because they're going to make 8%, they're going to decide that they won't be doing anything that they said they're going to do. They're not going to pull their weight to do that. So biggest thing is in the business world today is do what you say.
Yes.
Do what you say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And those are some of the things. Yeah.
Wow, Sunil, those are amazing tips, and
I can see
why the individuals, you know, with military background or first responders, I could see why they have those skills that can make them really successful in this arena. So that's fantastic. Now, and you know what's neat about those skills that you mentioned, Sunil? They can be learned and developed.
Of course. You see, Linda, I was a very shy guy. I was
really?
I was not the I was not the best student. They didn't have that much confidence. I was told that I was not going to amount to anything, and things like that. So it is absolutely, these are absolutely learned skills, to the point that I cannot believe that I have become the top mentor, international speaker around the world. In fact, you know, we were talking about the legends that I've shared stages with. The two of the legends that I was recently blessed to share stages with, one is Robert Kiyosaki from Rich Dad Poor Dad, And the other one is Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins,
right? Oh, wow.
So,
huge
so to be able to go, to be able to go from where I am to where I'm going to go, and of course, I'm going to be sharing, we're producing an event with the Grant Cardone. You know, Grant Cardone is a huge name. And so, I was recently.
10X.
10X, yes. 10X, baby.
Yes.
So that is, things are happening really well. I speak around the world like that. So the but big thing to understand is that none of this was natural for me. It's not, you know, it's not something that, you know, I was born with for sure. I mean, when I was in police force, you know, if I was having a meeting or if I was in a high school and there was some sort of an oral presentation, I would be the person saying, hey, look, you go out and do the presentation. I'll be the guy in the behind the scenes. Or if I'm in a meeting and there's 10 people and somebody's doing a little presentation, I have questions, I would not ask questions. I would wait until the presentation was over and quietly walk over to the person and say, hey, I have a question for you. And the guys, a lot of times they will say something like, well, why didn't you ask before so then everybody can learn? But I just didn't. You know, if I was going to an event, I would be sitting right in the back. So I don't want any attention. I don't want to stand up. I don't want, nowhere do I want ever want to go on stages. That's who I was. And, you know, so my thing is that everything, if you have a reason or if you think you have a reason, I can't do this or I can't do that. Turn the can't into can and you'll be, you know, you'll be able to do whatever it takes. A lot of people say, well, speaking is one of the scariest things they can do. And today, it's something that I love to do. It's something that I enjoy doing, but not in the past. You know, in the past, I would be paralyzed on the stage.
Amazing. Let me ask you, what do you think was that motivating force that made you transform, Sunil?
Well, saving my family. So the good news after all these years is that we celebrated our 26th marriage anniversary last year.
Wow.
And my son is 24 and daughter is 18.
Aww.
So, yeah. So, you know, she my daughter was approximately 4 years old when this was happening, and now she's 18.
Yeah.
So it is that that is really motivating from the point of view of I just did not want to see our family break. So that was my motivation.
Right.
And then I had all these experts, Jack Canfield, Brian Tracy, Tony Robbins, Robert Kiyosaki, everyone that I followed said that it is doable and money is not a bad thing. And I grew up in an area where my parents used to say, You need to have money, but not too much money, because when rich people are bad and poor people are good, and you need to struggle, you need to work hard, right, to get money. And I see this today right now. I see quite a few actually people in this real estate arena that have this idea of when you look at them, you'll see that they seem successful, that they're doing well, but the truth is, Linda, I would say more than 80% of the people that you see or people see that are successful behind the scene, they're not. And they're not behind the scenes successful from the point of view of revenues or monetization. Because in my view, if you have a business and you're not making profits, you have no business.
Yes.
Right? No business. Mm-hmm. And so
that's
this is the important part. It's the important part is that if you are going to buy properties, or you're going to be in real estate. Today I have 5 different businesses, including real estate. And my goal is that if you are in business and you're not making money, that means you're not serving people. You're not making a difference. Okay? For me, selling is serving. Selling is serving. So if you want to serve more people, sell more. Okay, if you want to, you know, and then in turn, you yourself will become wealthy. You yourself. So if your goal is to buy, like, you know, make $10,000 passive income every month, or $50,000 passive income from real estate, it is absolutely doable. There's no reason. If one person on the planet can do it, that means you can do it as a human being. And there are many people, examples that we can cite. And that's how I look at it. I say, well, if one person, so if today when I say, okay, what do I want to do? Well, I want to do this. I want to make $1 million. Okay, well, is there anyone, any human being on the planet who made $1 million from scratch? Well, there's so many of them. Great. Let's follow those people. Mm-hmm. Let's figure out what they did differently than I was, right? Because as a police officer, I used to make $100,000 a year as a platoon commander. And then see, the idea of making $100,000 a month would have been absolutely stupid and crazy. It would not be. I couldn't even fathom making $100,000.
Yes.
It would not. It would not.
Right.
But today, it's norm. It's what it is.
Right.
To make that happen. So I have mentees that I've helped become from zero to multimillionaires because they just follow the system. So my way of thinking is that, you know, let's envision a mountain, and on the top of the mountain is what you want. Maybe it's $1 million, maybe it's $10 million, maybe it's more, maybe it's $20,000 a month passive income. Whatever that is, it's on the top of the mountain, and you've been wanting to go and get that for years and years and years and years. And for me, it's very simple. You go to the mountain and you find out who has gone to the top of the mountains multiple times. Just, you know, who has gone there? My thinking, something that upsets me a lot of time is that there are so many people that have not done it, yet they tell others to do it.
How to do it, yes.
Yeah,
or
do it.
Yeah, they will,
for example,
say do it, but not how to do it.
Yeah. Well, but the thing is, when you go to a bank and the bank teller says, let me teach you how to become a millionaire, or let me help you with your retirement plan. Well, the thing is, the bank teller is not in the position to tell you that. They should not tell you that. You also have, financial planners, for example. Some of them are wealthy, but high majority of them are not. And then they're giving advice to people that are wealthier than them, and then telling them how to do things. So the whole point here is, if you're going to follow somebody, make sure they have done it.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
But that's not what happened.
Yes.
I tell you, I hired many, many years ago. I had mentors all of my life, you know, including the police force. But even after, that's one thing I did differently than most people. I went on courses, then I hired somebody as a mentor to help me. But the first, and initially when I hired a mentor, the mentor was not in Canada for me, and that person was in the United States, which is fine. I mean, I was okay with that they were in a different country, because I mentor students all over the world. But what happened was, when I had a deal, that mentor was not a real mentor. It was a call center, because when I called, I can hear other people talking behind, just like a call center. And then when I asked him a question, I can hear him flip pages. So he probably has a table of content that said, yes. And then what I found out afterward is that person, that mentor, that a millionaire mentor, was making $35,000 a year. Now, let me ask you this. If somebody's my mentor who's making $35,000 a year, and I want to make $1 million, and they claim to be my mentor. See, it's just you know. So even I fell for it. You know, I didn't do my due diligence. So you need to go to that mountain. You're at the bottom of the mountain. Top of the mountain is what you want, and you find a guy or girl who's gone up and down like maybe 100 times or 50 times, and you say to them, "Hey, what would it take for you to take me up there? I'm still going to climb, but I need your direction."
Yeah.
Right? And pay them. Pay them. I mean, it's just make it there worthwhile, because if you try to climb the mountain yourself, first of all, you might get in the first, you know, 10% of climbing, you might get tired and you might, everybody's telling you don't do it, and then you come down and you give up your dream. Or you try to do it yourself and you get hurt. You try to save some money and you don't have it. So my caution is that you need a good mentor, and you do the diligence on a mentor that has done what you want to do. That's the big thing. And then once you find it, then it's golden. Like it's amazing. Let's say if you wanted to grow your business, 100% next year. Well, find somebody who is in your area, has done that in the past, and you partner up with them, or you get them to mentor you, or what have you, to do that kind of stuff. So bottom line is, we don't have to do it ourselves.
Absolutely. That's great advice, Sunil. And can you let our listeners know how to get in touch with you? That way, if they want to continue the conversation at a future date or maybe follow you on social media, as I know that you're very popular on social media.
Yes. So you can contact, first of all, our number is 905-908-4033. That's the Canadian number. And as well as you've already given, and you're going to keep the website there, which is privateinvestmentclub.com. And if people were to go to YouTube or Facebook, you'll see there's a lot of great information and a lot of videos and training stuff that I have on YouTube. They can listen to and go from there. Some of you can actually send me a request on Facebook and see how we can connect. But before we go, I would like to do something, which is I would like to give them an audiobook for my good friend Brian Tracy, because what happens is Brian is my good friend, and we shared stages many times, and we've done a lot of business together, and he's got an audiobook called Make a Million. Our goal as a private investment club is to make 100 millionaires, and we have made several already. With a lot of ways to go, but I really want everyone that is listening or will be listening, because I know you're going to be sharing this with your list and all that kind of stuff. If you're listening to this, there's going to be an audiobook, and to get that audiobook, all you have to do is go to www.makeamillion.net. Makeamillion.net. Go on there and you get this audiobook about making $1 million in any business, including real estate. And it's a gift from Brian and from me to all of your listeners.
Thank you, Sunil. That's
You're
so
welcome.
Generous of you. And that's makeamillion.net.
Absolutely, makeamillion.net. And before I leave, I would like to, I have I've done well in real estate, and there are a lot of investors who might be listening, and there are a lot of real estate investors that are part of your club, I guess, or a part of your
network.
Group? Network. Thank you very
network.
Much.
Yes, our network.
Part of your network. I know you're pretty big, and a lot of people follow you around, at least in the United States, which is amazing. And, of course, we have done business together, you and I. You were also part of, we brought Robert Allen to Dallas, Texas, and you helped us with that, to do that kind of stuff. So what I wanted to do was, people have listened this far, and I wanted to give them, other than makeamillion.net, the audiobook, I wanted to give them the idea that if you're a real estate investor, really it boils down to three things to become wealthy. One is you need to be able to find deals. Of course, everybody knows this. The other is you need to be able to find the funding for it. And the third is you can do both, or one or the other, or both. So at the end of the day, you can take $1 million real estate trainings, but this is where it boils down to. And so what I would say to a lot of people, and I say to my mentees and my members, is that you become expert in one of those, expert in either finding good deals, and then you connect with people who have money, or you become expert in finding investors who will fund those deals. And so everywhere you go, your marketing, your squeeze pages, your websites, your message, your videos that you make, and when you attend live events, this becomes your focus, which is, okay, I can find great deals. So when you meet people, this is all you do. You tell them that you're here because you can find great deals, and then so then the right people with money are attracted to you. And the way that one can explode in business of real estate is the way I did it in the beginning, is that you find a center of influence person. A center of influence person is a person that is well known sometimes. They're speakers, they're investors, sometimes they are coaches, mentors, whatever it is. But they are center of influence because a lot of people know them, and they actually have Rolodex, as the old saying goes, and we don't use Rolodex anymore, but they have connections, they know people. And so what I did was I connected with center of influences. So instead of going and networking heavily with attendees, which I did as well, what I also focused mainly on was who is the center influence in the audience, as well as if the center influence was a speaker or center of influence was, you know, sitting in a VIP area, whatever it is, and then figured out one thing: how can I help that person before I ask him or her anything to do for me? And sometimes I would do more than one thing for that center of influence. So then eventually they go, okay, Sunil, how can I help you? Well, you know, I would say something like, well, you know, I'm trying to raise $1 million for this. And then they would go, well, you know, show me your project. See, now I earned their respect and I got their time to be able to spend with them, stuff like that. So one of the ways, as an example, I did the center of influence, because it's very, very important. One center of influence can change your life completely. One center of influence can change your life completely because they have the contacts, connections, resources, money, and everything. And this is what I've been doing, right? That's why I've connected with, you know, by the way, all my heroes that I read the books, I used to listen to them on their audiobooks, watch their videos, infomercials like Tony Robbins, Robert Kiyosaki, Brian Tracy, Jack Canfield, Kevin Harrington of Shark Tank, Robert Allen, who changed my life from a real estate point of view. You know, now you got Grant Cardone and all that stuff. All of those people that I'm mentioning to you, all of them I'm doing business with. Not just taking selfie with them, but I'm doing business with them. You know what I mean? Awesome. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I've met a lot of wonderful people like Oprah and Michelle Obama and some of these top brands just so that I can take away that energy with me. So the way I got to some of these places, people, is because of center of influence. It's somebody knew somebody to connect me to somebody, and that's how that kind of, now remember, I was a shy guy. I never went out. I'm not a party guy, and nothing all that stuff. So it's not like you have to be like kissing butts and doing all that. No, it's just genuinely going out and helping them first. This is a big thing. It's simple, yet very, very important. Because I get a lot of people come to me and say, oh, you know, Sunil, I just saw you here, and can you just do this for me? And I don't know them yet. Uh-huh. So instead of doing that, what I used to do is I say, hey, Linda, I saw you there, and I understand, Linda, that you have a project. I heard you say that you have a project. Yeah, I have a project. And how much you need for that? You say, well, I need, you know, $30,000 or $40,000 or $50,000. I say, Linda, may I please give you my $50,000? And this is the person then would go, oh, sure, yeah, of course. Because instead of me going to them and saying, hey, could you just mentor me for free, or could you please, can I take you out for lunch? And so, no, it works sometimes. But when people are very wealthy and they're successful, one thing they don't have is time. Right. So how do you entice them for that time? So I found out what they needed. So if they needed charity, if they needed to help fill the room, if they needed certain resources, I would hunt them down and I say, here you go, here's a resource. And they go, wow, you went out and did that for me, right? and stuff like that. So I would go and say to them something like, hey, Baba, you know, I know that it's very important for you to build wells in Africa. I know you're working on that. I just donated $500 to your charity because I respect what you're doing. Now, that really gets to some of these people.
Awesome. Well, I love it, Sunil. Thank you so much for coming on the show. That's Sunil Tulsiani with PrivateInvestmentClub.com.
Yes.
And by the way, am I pronouncing it correctly?
It's Sunil Tulsiani.
Tulsiani. Okay, I got it.
Go.
Wonderful. Yes. Now that's Sunil Tulsiani.
Yes. Yes. I say it's the Indian background. Sounds like Italian.
Awesome. I love it. And again, founder of PrivateInvestmentClub.com. It's been a pleasure to speak with him. And folks, I encourage everyone to visit our website at Realty411.com to get the latest information, tips, strategies, and techniques. And we're having a lot of events coming up where you can meet us live in person and get to know some of the people that write our articles and some of the people that we interview. So from all of us at Realty 411, thank you for listening, and we hope to see you in person very soon. Bye-bye.